Assalamu alaikum
and welcome back to Hausa Life,
the show where we show you what our lives are like
here in the holy city of Qom. This is my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider,
and this is my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali,
and these are our kids
Toha,
Musa
and Zainab.
My husband was born and raised in England, and he wanted to learn about Islam, so he moved to Iran back in 2014.
And my wife was born and grew up in Canada. She always wanted to go to the Hausa.
So we said Bismillah, got married and made the move.
And our lives would never be the same again.
He was wondering where the kids are. So basically, Alhamdulillah, after 3 years, Muzaffar's mom and one of his brother has come to Qom to, of course, do ziyara. Number one, and see their grandkids, see their kids. So they're right now with them.
Kids, so I think they're really looking forward to seeing the kids. We're looking forward to seeing them. Alhamdulillah.
Welcome. We're happy.
Hey, Doha, who is it?
It's Grandy.
Where's my shoes? Okay, thank you, thank you. Come in, come in, come in. There's mommy, there's mommy.
Apart from that, personal life, what have you been busy with?
What have I been busy with?
Your passport.
Oh, yeah. So there.
It was a headache trying to figure out his passport work, passport expiring.
Why do we have to talk about stressful things on this show? Can't we talk about nice things?
We need to let them know the realities.
Yeah, okay.
It's hard.
Yeah.
His visa.
Paperwork in Iran is just... Listen, guys, listen. If you are coming to the Hausa, be prepared, okay? The studies are
difficult.
Stand
in line.
Definitely they're difficult. But the most difficult thing in the Hausa is administrative work. Karhaye daftari. It's just, you go to one office, they tell you to go to another office, they tell you to go there, then they tell you to go and get photocopies, and then they say, this is the wrong photocopy of the wrong document, you need to get the right document, then they send you somewhere else, and then they send you home, and they say, come back tomorrow. And then you come back tomorrow, and then you come home, and then, you know, my mum's here, so she in the UK, you have to understand, it's like
people know, Canada, UK
very
is so good.
Streamlined, everything is like, stand in a queue, and, you know, everybody wait their turn, and everything is very, very procedural. And so for somebody like that, I remember when I first came here, it was incredibly frustrating. You guys need to be prepared for that, okay? It is not what you're expecting it to be. It's going to be very difficult. And for a lot of students, it's not the studies. It's not, I don't know, the culture, the food. All those things are hurdles and barriers, and you need to get past them, and you can. But for a lot of students, the thing that is most difficult is bearing with the administrative
kind of
stuff.
Like renewing your visa, renewing your passport, if there's an embassy here, and unfortunately there's no UK embassy and no Canadian. I'm a Canadian citizen, he's a British citizen. So we were like, it was a pain. Alhamdulillah, somehow
making
we managed
some
to do it.
Progress, yeah, we're making some sort of progress.
So I've come here to Sitad, they call it. It's Jamaat al-Mustafa. It's the big main office, and I'm here to find out if I really have passed and if I'll be accepted into Madrasa Imam Khomeini, inshallah, to do this course that I really want to do. And they told me I'm early, so inshallah, let's see.
One of Muzaffar's brothers came and my mother-in-law. So we were really busy with them. As soon as they came, after a week or something, we went to Mashhad. Alhamdulillah, oh, that was most beautiful thing.
When's the last time we went to Mashhad? We haven't been
like,
to Mashhad
like 3 years ago.
3 years, yeah.
When I was pregnant with Musa, I remember we wanted to go, but then we weren't able to go because Corona started and it was really bad. So yes, it was Alhamdulillah, really, really nice. And we went by train. It was really fun.
No, the train was cool too.
We went by Fadak train. It's like one of the really good trains. Mm-hmm. And I think your mom wanted to experience the good train as well. So.
What was that? Is that Arabic, English?
It's a Safar Kidua, you don't know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, SubhanAllah, Safar Hada, wa kunna lahu
khalibun. I just want to go.
Khalibun? Musa, Doha, where are we going?
Okay, so we're on a train and we're going to Mashhad.
Where is Mashhad?
Mashhad is a big city, but Imam Rizad is there, and Yazid was trying to kill him, and he sent it all the lions, and then the lion said to the other Imam, "No, not it, Imam Rizad."
Sit down, sit down.
It's actually from Imam Hadi, but she got mixed up. Mom, huh? We're on our way to Mashhad. How do you feel?
Yes, it's lovely, alhamdulillah. Really nice train.
No, it's got everything. It's got charger socket, it's got food table, it's got a little mini bag. So those who are going to travel by the train to Mashhad, let me give you a little sneak peek. So, they got a little travel kit, eye mask.
Eye mask, like sleeping?
Yeah, sleeping mask, like obviously normal mask. They got headphones, which I was like, Muzaffar, find me headphones. And then we got a toothbrush and paste. And this is a mini table. They're going to have water bottles, a TV. And
they've got international movies, cartoons for children.
It's hot. Hot, hot, more hot. More hot, more hot. Now we're in furnace. You want cold? Go cold, more cold, more. Go cold.
Akhil, you're going to go and have the live thing, you know that?
Face. They never see it.
No. Show us what's
we're
in
there. Really missing my dad right now. He would have loved this. But he couldn't make it right now. But inshallah. In the future.
Yeah. I got some kebab and rice. Mom got some chicken and rice. Doha's got some green eyes pasta sitting up the next princess.
Exactly. It's on the sofa.
It's so crazy.
In England. I used to say, I'm not sleeping. Go away, Mom. And I used to do that.
I used to do this?
I go away. So I said to her, this is what he does.
After 3 years, we went to Mashhad, and wow, it has changed. Like,
this is a lot bigger than.
Okay, so then Muharram in the holy city of Qom, you guys have seen it before. It's really remarkable. Like all the time, there's everything goes black. Everybody's got black flags. Everybody's wearing black clothes. But
really expensive shop, and then Muzaffar's like, man, I love this shop. I was like, wow, I didn't notice it. Look at the banners around Hussein, Hazrat Abbas, dress and stuff. The boy is so cool.
Okay, so I'm now in the basement of the Haram. So if you look behind me, this is the shrine of Sayyidah Fatima Al Ma'asuma. This is the bottom level. So anyway, down here, I didn't know they have this, but there's actually a Husseiniyah Kudak. which means a majlis for children. I think I just missed it. It was just prayer time, or either that, or they're just about to start. But I thought that was so cool. Subhanallah.
Here we just bought some water and stuff, and we're just sitting down eating. You can see all the families around getting their own food, just sitting, anything on this is a majalis. It's really beautiful, mashallah.
So these kids have come here. I'm guessing it's from some sort of school, or they're on a school trip or something, and they're going to perform something in honor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They're practicing now.
It's the 6th of Muharram and we are at Majlis Jamkaran, and a majlis is going on right now. So the Majlis Jamkaran, as you can see, it's a big maidan, it's a big area, but inside the men's and ladies masjid. This is what I feel every year when I listen to the Farsi majlis. I realize I understand more and more, and actually hearing the musiba of Imam Hussein, the masaib in Farsi, I don't know why, but personally for me it's much more touching, and because I'm understanding it, the way the speaker is saying it is beautiful. Just the name, when they say Imam Hussein, or they say Qasim, or they say Ali Asghar, you just start crying. That's all you need to hear. For example, he was talking about the Hussein Hazrat Qasim, and the way he was saying it, just what I say is 3 years ago, I don't think I understood. 3 years ago, I don't think I understood, but today I just like, I understand everything, alhamdulillah, this is beautiful, let's go.
Leaving Jamkaran, and we see this banner saying, recognize the shrimp of your era. Shrimp of your era. Look at it, look what they're showing. You don't need to actually explain what's happening, but people who understand.
یه گوش خواب بودم خیلی آروم، ولی پیچید تو گوشم صداشون، نمی بردن اگه گوشواره هامون، خودم می بخشیدم به دختراشون. من بچه تو هم نمی بردن، خودم هم بشین میدارم. گذشت و گم شدم توی بیابون، بچه‌م گم شد.
Everything is going to be closed from tonight. All the big supermarkets, most of the small ones, maybe one or two or just few of the supermarkets will be open. And we were going to take a little taxi to there on the way, but then we realized, look at the rush to go to the supermarket. It's going to take us so long.
We're walking faster than the traffic. Yeah, so?
So yeah.
Where are we going right now?
We're just going to a supermarket to grab some eggs, milk and bread, because we got family in the house and we got 3 small kids. So we don't want to be running around looking for supermarkets on the day of Ashura. We just want to spend morning for Imam Hussein.
جامونده بودم، یکی اومد برم گردون بابا، ولی کاشکی همون جا مونده بود. بابا بد اخلاقن چقدر مردای شامی، به جای قلب سنگ تو دلاشون، با این دستای سنگینی که دارن
دلم میسوزه واسه بچه
ها. They're different ceremonial parades of people who are commemorating Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala in different ways. So you have the Iraqi community doing it their way, you have the Afghani community, you have the Iranians, you have all sorts of communities. I think there's an Indo-Pak one as well. And they start from all the way down over there and they go all the way up here. And then they end, they go through the courtyard, the main courtyard of the Haram. They go right through.
I just wanted to give you guys a flashback. I'm just going to be perfectly honest. I want to give you guys a flashback to one of the amazing SOQ events that took place here in the holy city of Qom, where they were actually, all the kids went up on the stage. You remember? And then they did. They sang the
Salam Farman. I'm sure a lot of you know the famous surur, they call it, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. Salam Farmande. They've actually done it in so many different languages, in Arabic, I think, and Urdu.
Mm-hmm.
And
I haven't seen the Urdu one.
Yeah, they've done
it in Arabic, though.
Yeah, they've done it a lot in other languages because it's so famous. But the Farsi one is beautiful.
It really is beautiful. But before we show you that, I just wanted to point out that, look, the leader has talked about how when we're doing any kind of media work, it needs to have penetration into the society and it needs to be spreading the current message of Islam. It needs to be giving people not just, you know, a reminder of what took place in Karbala, not just a reminder that we are waiting for the zuhur of Imam Zaman, that we're waiting to avenge the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for the sake of Allah, that we're waiting to establish justice alongside Imam Zaman, to follow him into battle and to obey every one of his commands. It's not just about all these things, right? That's there, definitely. But in order to reach those lofty goals, we need to be able to kind of incorporate current messages. What's going on in today's world? Who's the Waliul Faqih in today's time? Who's the deputy of Imam Zaman in today's age? These things need to be there. And so Salam Farmande is brilliant in the fact that it actually portrays that current image. It keeps the fire of wilaya alive.
What is interesting here is that we come in full circle. We do extend our congratulations and our salutations on all the believers upon the wilada of Sayyida Fatima Masuma and Imam Rida alayhi salam. But we also send our condolences to Imam Khomeini, who was the protector of the mission of Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha and Imam Rida alayhi salam. Please recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
که تو باشی دنیامون بغاره، دنیا بدون تو معنایی نداره، عشق روزگارم وقتی که تو باشی. Salam Farmande, سلام از این نسل غیور جامانده سلام فرمانده سید علی دهری نودی هاشو فراخانده سلام فرمانده با همین قد کوچیکم خودم سردارت میشم یا جون من بیا بیا یارت میشم هوادارت میشم گرفتارت میشم علی ابن مهدی یارت میشم با همین قد کوچیکم خودم سردارت میشم سلام فرمانده سلام از این نسل غیور جامانده سلام فرمانده سید علی دهری نودی هاشو فراخوانده سلام فرمانده.
So that's all we have time for today, inshallah.
From my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Khadir.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.